they all know it's a problem, but nobody did anything. Nobody came forward.
Now, those autonomous vehicles are becoming better at handling snowbanks and icy roads, learning that's necessary for providing a critical transportation service for rural residents in northern climates. For NPR News, I'm Chelsea Perkins in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ian Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And that was Chelsea Perkins with Steve Inskeep. We just heard from Kathleen saying, whoa, the Marty report. And Chelsea with Steve Inskeep. We are big time now. Great report.
We also heard from the text line because we're talking about my tarp situation where the franchise.
Your non-tarp situation.
Where the franchise, Jen Kellen, recommended that I put tarp over my car to keep my windows from frosting because I hate scraping my windows.
Mm-hmm.
But we heard from Dave Murphy. I like the tarp idea and I'm sure it works. However, what do you do with the tarp after you take it off? It's cold, your hands are freezing, and you're in a hurry. What happens to tarp? A large tarp ball ends up in back seat, blocking your rear view mirror and impending use of your vehicle. Yes, we're overthinking it, franchise. Thank you, Dave, for weighing in and putting words to my thoughts.
Yeah. Good to hear from folks. It's always good. Thanks for being here on the morning show. Coming up, it's going to be Headwaters with Kari Hedlund.
We receive support from Hug Hydronics, committed to making in-floor heating simple, providing in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com.
This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. People-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Now it's time for Headwaters with Kari Hedlund.
Now my room has got two windows, but the sun never comes shining through. You know it's always dark and it's dreary since I broke it off with you. I live on a lonely avenue.
Lead now, and my pillow feels like stone. Well, I've tossed and turned, so every night I'm not used to being alone. I live on a lonely avenue. Little girl wouldn't say I do. Well, I feel so sad and blue, and it's all. Yeah.
like I'm dying.
Lonely Avenue.
I live on a
Lonely Avenue.
I live on a
Lonely Avenue.
I live on a
Lonely Avenue. Lonely Avenue.
Yeah.
Lonely.
And I will love. you don't see. Just let it pass, let it pass you by. Sometimes when you don't see, just let it pass you by. Sometimes when you don't feel, just let it pass, let it pass you by.
That's a new album from a sibling duo. It's their debut release. The band is called The Wildmans, and the debut album is Longtime Friend. That was Sometimes. Corey Medina and Brothers with The Rest off his Better Days album. Corey's playing a show, a solo show at San Paquita in Aiken on Friday, December 12th. That show starts at 6 o'clock. And another new Minnesota album into the station from Clover's Daughter. We heard a short little ditty called Win You Over. John Batiste started that off with The Lonely Avenue featuring Randy Newman. I heard that on Friday morning with John and Heidi, and it was, it just reminded me what a really great song that is. I just love the pairing of those two. And this is Headwaters on KAXE, People Powered Radio. You can hear Headwaters each weekday at 9 a.m., your source for great music. I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Coming up on the show, we've got a conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain. Malachi Coons and I ventured over to their studio in Cotton, and they have a new studio space and had a great conversation about their 25 years as a band and their best of album that is out now. You'll hear that around in just about an hour, 10:15 this morning. We would like to thank Klocko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids for their support of programming, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday, noon to 6. More info at klockobrewing.com. And we want to thank Itasca Reliable Insurance Agency, handling a complete line of auto, home, and business insurance. Located on East Highway 169 in Grand Rapids, learn more at itascareliableinsurance.com. There's a sensory-friendly Santa event December 4th through the 6th at Northland Arboretum in Baxter. Register for a 15-minute time slot and learn more at northlandarb.org. Click on events. And tomorrow, the students of the Itasca Orchestra Strings Program will perform holiday music at the Grand Rapids Area Library at 4:30 p.m. We just released our latest Fresh Picks this week. The music team has started this in the last month, where each week, you can check out our website for a list of songs or albums that we are recommending you dig into. And this was one of my song choices for this week. It's brand new from Canadian musician Boy Golden, who didn't release an album this year, but he had a big year regardless. He was a producer and on a couple different records and also won an Canadian Music Award for his 2024 release. Looks like we'll be getting some new music from him early in 2026. This is Cowboy Dreams featuring Cat Clyde.
You back. Smiling.
new from Anna Tivel. Her new album is Animal Poem, out on Fluff and Gravy Records. She's been a long time associated with that label. It's her seventh release, and that was Airplane to Nowhere. And before that, we heard from a new compilation called Ghana Special, High Life. That was the Ogiatana Show Band, one of the high life bands from the 70s out of Ghana. And that was You Monopolize Me. Henry Butler with Henry's Boogie in there off the album Viper's Drag, which he did along with Stephen Bernstein. And Boy Golden started that off. Brand new music there, Cowboy Dreams, featuring Cat Clyde. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music, weekdays at 9 a.m. Tune in tomorrow. DJ Dang is your host for Headwaters, and we'll be listening to the latest edition of Spin That Ish tomorrow, where the music team recaps some of our favorite releases from the previous month. What are you listening to in your free time? Are you digging into some albums, new, old? You can always text us and be part of the music conversation. 218-326-1234. Also, we are starting to compile end of year lists. Andrew was talking about it this morning on the morning show. And we'd love to know your favorites. We'll be doing some special programming over the holidays, and we'll be doing a lot of countdowns and favorite albums. So we'd love to get yours. You can text those in also to 218-326-1234 or email music@kaxe.org. We receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen, open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook, making friends one plate at a time. And programming is also supported in part by the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the Good Relatives Collaborative to announce the 2025 Bush Prize Native Nations honorees, the Minneapolis Indian Center, Makoche Agriculture Development, and Turtle Mountain Impact. More online at goodrelativescollaborative.org. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be having our daily slice of green cheese. Then at about 10:15, we'll be hearing a conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain. Crescendo Youth Orchestra hosts the Fantastic 50s Yuletide Festival tomorrow at the Hibbing Public Library from 4 to 7 with visits from Santa, a book giveaway, crafts, and a nostalgic drink bar of coffee, cocoa, and soda floats. Also featuring performances by the orchestra and the Hibbing Heights City Band. And the Iron Range Area Council of Minnesota Chippewa Tribes has their annual Christmas party on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the Marble City Hall. Enjoy a potluck dinner and native bingo. Now it's time for our album of the week, which is What of Our Nature by Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. This is the second collaboration between the two of them, and they worked together first for an EP in 2018. For this album, they spent a full year digging into Woody Guthrie, and they were reading all the biographies, really digging into the songs and his words before writing these songs. So the whole album is done in the style and the spirit of Woody Guthrie. It was recorded to tape in a studio in Vermont, and this song is lots of wordplay, and it's a lot of words packed into one song. It's called Boars off of the album What of Our Nature, our album of the week. Find out more on the Fresh Picks at kaxe.org.
Wire hacks, half facts in the flashbacks, hoping through the split shot saw. There's a croaking con at the grunt snout mon through the body of the Barry Ellie dog. Make it out slow, make it high, make it glow like the crickets in the telephone haze. Stack shape, run away, bust a bumper palisade, synchronized sinusoid waves. I spent a little time in the castle, but I never had that dream. I was always hippin' through the cat grass, living like the only little slugger who can sing. I'll see
see it, I don't see it, I don't see it clear, but I hear it sometimes pretty good. Ricochet, flash of green bird, fat feather, sweet singing under keratin hooves. Well, I've been going back and forth, baby water, holy war. Revolution isn't doing what I used to use it for. River high, river roar, stray dog, wild boar. We were staying at the farm, hearing something in the dark. Dead heather, predator, snuggle buggy, vetiver. Wishing I could just go there, wishing I could just go be. Wishing I was sipping through the cat grass, living like the only little slugger who could sing. Someone called it caught, then it flipped, fawned off in a drip, drawn, reeling, kind of rush. There's a careful way of fawn, there's a kinky reeky calling in a dining bed of dust over what it maybe was. So it's thanks, Peter Woody G. Gummy sap, stack of leaves, God loving every one of us. Going belly up and bust, going belly up, 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 belly up. Skip a stream, memory, kerosene, kind of heat. I remember you more than any kind of truth, more than blush, burn, silver sage, ruddy poet on the page, down a year, cutty hogs digging in the reservoir, Montserrat, honey makers rooting in the root of bigger. If we ever make it out of Spain,
if we ever make it out of Spain,
hoping we don't make it that far,
hoping we don't make it that far,
hoping we'll be hipping through the cat grass, living like the biggest little sluggers on the farm,
biggest little sluggers on the farm.
Don't lose your love for me.
Stone Temple Pilots. That is Vaseline. That takes me back. And play that today because Scott Weiland died at the age of 48 on this day in 2015, 10 years ago. And that was in Bloomington, Minnesota. A long time struggled with addiction and lots of issues. And can't believe he was only 48. Lady Ray, before that, My Best Step. That's off her latest album that was out earlier this fall, Cover Girl. And our album of the week started that off with Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. That was Boars. The album is What of Our Nature. Love to know your thoughts on what you're listening to on KAXE. You can always text us at 218-326-1234. Coming up in just a moment, we will be having our daily slice of green cheese. And at about 10:15 this morning, we're hearing a conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain. Malachi Coons and I headed out to Cotton to check out their studio and have a conversation about their album celebrating their 25 years as a band. The Clearwater County Historical Society hosts the Festival of Trees. Enjoy more than 30 trees and vote for your favorite. Donations of non-perishable food items are encouraged. Special events are each weekend through December 21st. And Crosby has their community tree lighting this Friday, December 5th at 5 o'clock at Marketplace Plaza. Enjoy hot chocolate and other goodies. Another tree lighting is in Grand Rapids for the First Friday Art Walk. The Art Walk is from 4 to 7 at various locations throughout downtown, and Santa will arrive at Old Central School at 5 with the tree lighting at 6:45. Find the full details at grandrapidsarts.org. All right, it is time for our daily slice of green cheese, our trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singin' Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here's today's question. Which president installed a putting green at the White House? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again, which president installed a putting green at the greenhouse? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. And in honor of this question, we're going to hear a song from the Waterboys, Golf, They Say.
Willie took him out last year and showed him 1-9. We ain't give you lessons here, but brother, you'll be fine.
Well, that was quick. We have a winner. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner.
And set them up again. Golf, they say, is a beautiful way to get to know your friends. Georgie Mac in the sordid finks. I could tell when he came back, he'd been stoning all the links. That old leopard ain't gonna change. He likes his poker's blend. Golf, they say, is a beautiful way to get to know your friend. Time comes round to every soul when all rolls into one. Man or woman looks back cold and weighs the work that's done. How it seems to the seeing eye, well, man, that all depends on circumstances you and I may never comprehend.
dejaste sola con tu silencio, descifrando imposibles canciones de ayer. No me diste razones y para castigarme me quitaste tu amor sin decirme por qué. La duda es mi cárcel, un duelo incierto por tu injusta manera de quitarme la voz. Voy librando una guerra sola con tu recuerdo. Qué difícil tragar toda mi decepción. Pensé que tu cantar era tormenta, era flores, era fiesta, melodías y una orquesta que hace llorar. Pensé que me querías no más por lo que yo era, que no existía manera de hacernos mal. Con qué dura moneda pagaste mi cariño, ni adiós ni buenas noches. Finalmente se hará como tú quieras. Yo sé que tú te sientes mejor que los demás. Pensé que tú cantabas. Pensé que me querías no más por lo que yo era, que no existía manera de hacernos mal. Qué dura moneda pagaste mi cariño, ni adiós ni buenas noches. Sé que tú te sientes mejor que los demás.
That was Silvana Estrada. Good night. Good luck. Good night. That's off her latest album, and also was our album of the week last week. And before that, The Waterboys with Golf, They Say. That's off their album, The Waterboys, The Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper. And they're kind of talking about the Dennis Hopper's life arc, story arc of 75 years, and just kind of how that impacted all of Western culture in the last 75 years. So they're kind of talking about Western culture through Dennis Hopper. That also tied into our daily slice of green cheese. We have a winner. Bruce from Grand Rapids is going to sing in Chihuahua Taco Truck. And he answered the question correctly. The question again was, which president installed a putting green at the White House? And the answer is Dwight D. Eisenhower. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for our daily slice of green cheese. And of course, tune in Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. It's Tune In Radio. And you'll not want to miss this week. Brandon Chase is your host for Green Cheese Trivia from 7 to 9. Following Brandon is KAXE After Dark. Diane Ott is your host this week. So thanks to those who called in with your guesses for the daily slice of green cheese. Coming up, a conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain. But first, let's check out the latest from Patrick Sweeney.
Way past the flash point of-